Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to something quite extraordinary? It's the Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. And now, it is with great pleasure that I introduce you to your host, Tiffany Rosdell.
Welcome to the Breakfast with Tiffany Show, where we start your day with a delightful blend of inspiration, conversation, and a dash of positivity. I'm your host, Tiffany, and I'm here to serve up a refreshing start to your mornings. Imagine stepping into a cozy cafe, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee filling the air, and the sound of clinking spoons and friendly chatter all around you. That's the essence of Breakfast with Tiffany Show, a virtual heaven where we gather to kickstart our day with a cup of motivation and a side of uplifting stories. Each week, we'll dive into fascinating discussions and extraordinary guests, exploring their unique journeys and uncovering the inspiring moments that shape their lives. From artists to entrepreneurs, activists, thought leaders, to everyday heroes. This show is your daily dose of inspiration from a diverse range of voices. I am grateful for you for tuning in for another episode of the Breakfast with Tiffany Show. But today, instead of having a guest, I always have a guest right beside me lately, and also our team member, Minami, where we do the tea time breaks. But today will be just me. I haven't actually done this in a while, like just being me on the podcast. And today is all about me. No, I'm just kidding. Before we go to the episode today, I would love to read a review, because we haven't done this in a very long time. And I love reading your comments, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and also on Spotify, where you can leave your ratings. It's all accessible on the podcast show notes. So please, 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 if you haven't left a review or comment or rating, it will help us a lot, and it will help us reach for more people that would want to listen to the podcast. So today's comment is coming from Lars Friedrich. I think he's an avid listener and he's a good friend of mine on Facebook. And here's what he said. Love your page, Tiffany. It's really awe-inspiring, and I'm absolutely sure that it will really help stimulate, motivate, and inspire lots of people struggling. You are a true beacon of light. As soon as the borders are back open for me, my first flight will be back to Japan for some spiritual retreat at Koyasan, some training with Hatsumi Sensei in Noda, and I would love to meet you. Getting to know each other personally and exchanging some ideas and stories. Thank you so much, Lars. I was able to finally read your comment on the podcast. I believe this has been a while. This has been during COVID, And now that the borders are finally open, I hope you're going to come back, visit again here in Japan so that we can meet in person. That's one of the many things I love about the podcast. It really connects me to people during COVID that I haven't even met, connected yet. Though through podcasts, I met so many amazing people. And now that the borders are finally open, we can now travel, back traveling. I think this is an opportunity for us to meet and connect with the people that we appreciate and we actually probably haven't met. And I actually met a few of our amazing guests from the previous episodes already. And I'm looking forward to meeting more. Thank you again, Lars. I really, really appreciate it. I know that you always listen to the podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I really, really look forward to meeting you in person. And so, speaking of meeting people through the podcast, I just want to announce that I'm finally traveling. It took me a while to finally decide this because as if you are following my podcast, I shared that I want to travel if there is a purpose. I just don't want to travel because I want to go here and there and explore and have fun. That's what I used to do. And I'm guilty for saying that. But now that I'm more aware of the carbon footprint that we are doing for our planet, I really think that traveling should be a decision that we can change our mindset into making into traveling with a purpose. That's what I want to do from now on. So I'm excited to finally traveling to New York City, which I haven't been probably 7-8 years the last time I was there. And the reason why I'm traveling to New York next month, which is the month of June, is because it's Pride Month. As you all know, like, New York has a massive parade for the Pride events, and there's so much going on. And also, there's so much really going on in America right now that I think representation is so important, and also just understanding the community and connecting with people. And also because I was able to connect with several amazing people on the podcast, who is now good friends of mine, like Maeve Duvali, who visited me here in Japan. I was able to meet her in person. And also, the recent episode, Dr. Jennifer Hurley, who is also based in New York, that I would love to meet because of the amazing advocacies they're doing in New York. Few people that I actually more had on the show was Dr. Hansel Arroyo. Yes, Dr. Hansel Arroyo is one of the first ones I've interviewed back during 2020. And when we had a conversation about transgender issues in New York and how they deal with the medical care for the communities and all that. So I would love to meet Dr. Hansel too, because he gave so much insights about the communities in New York. And also Mary Ann Celis, who used to live here in Japan and moved back to New York. She's based in New York. That I also had an amazing discussion about social emotional learning that she's been doing a project in New York. And also there's another project that she's been doing about the fridge that they leave in certain areas in New York where people can go and leave their stuff that they don't want to use, and then other people will get it. Like, those are the things I would love to find out and learn so that I can also probably bring all this knowledge and experiences and stories back here when I come back to Japan. So I'm really, really excited for this trip. I am just so grateful for this opportunity. If you are based in New York, and if you live in New York, if you're listening to the podcast, I would love to meet you. Please send us a message. Connect with me on any of my social media. Reach out to me. Send me a message that you live in New York. I would love to meet you because I think it's an opportunity. I don't think I'll have that many opportunities to visit New York. Who knows when I'm going to come back after this trip. But if you are based in New York and if you live close to New York, or if you are also traveling during that time during Pride Month, please let me know, and I would definitely love to talk to you meet you and connect with you. I think it'll be fun to just get to know. I'm just so excited about this trip. Hopefully, I'll be able to do more travel with purpose this year. We'll see. And on the other hand, the episode today, I recently had a monologue speech. So if you're also, again, following my journey here on the podcast, I'm part of the Toastmasters here in Tokyo. And last week, they had their evaluation speech contest. And I willingly, voluntarily raised my hand to deliver a speech to all these amazing contestants. It was a division contest here in Japan for Toastmasters, and they had more than 10 diverse contestants who evaluated my speech. So this week, I am going to release the speech that I actually did during that contest. It is a 7-minute speech, and it's a story about my life. This speech, I've never shared it before. That's why I want to bring it up here on the podcast, because this is one thing that I also would love to share in the future. If I get more speaking gigs, if I get more guestings, other podcasts or any other shows, to share my experiences living here in Japan. On this speech, I was talking about my experience and my career as a hostess. I would actually love to hear your opinion. If you can evaluate my speech, I would appreciate it a lot. And that's why I did volunteer to do a speech monologue for this contest, because I believe I will learn. I will improve my structure of doing my speeches in the future, and also just learn to take constructive criticism, understand and appreciate and different perspective from different people. And mind you, all these contestants are like, most of them have been doing Toastmasters for a long, very long time. Some are new, but a lot of them are very old members of Toastmasters, so they're very, very pro. And so I would love for you to listen to the 7-minute speech that I did and let me know what you think. And for next week, we will release the episode where the evaluations from the speech from the contestants, we will share that to you. So stay tuned for next week's episode, so then you'll know how they evaluate, how they work on it. I think it is really, really powerful and insightful. That's why I became a Toastmasters member, because it's really helped me a lot in my speaking skills and also just like making my speeches and making contents. It is very valuable and very, very insightful. A lot of insights that you will learn. So stay tuned for next week. I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you take something out of it. And I look forward to connecting with you again on the next episode of Breakfast with Tiffany Show. Enjoy this speech. And ladies and gentlemen, here is Tiffany Rossdale with Redefining Beauty, Unmasking the Power Within. Tiffany Rossdale. いらっしゃいませ。こんばんは。はじめまして。ティファニーと申します。よろしくお願いします。お飲み物は何にしますか? For over 300 days a year spanning a decade, I embraced the role of a hostess. Though I left that life behind 7 years ago, the echoes of those experiences resonate with me still. Allow me to share my journey of dedication and resilience. This is how I present myself every night when I was working as a hostess. In the early days of my career, it took countless hours to prepare myself for each night. But as time passed, I honed my skills to the point where I could transform in just 30 minutes. I even learned how to do my makeup inside the cars, the taxi when I'm rushing for my dohan, or even inside the train. How many times did I mistakenly smudge in the wrong places around my eyes? But through practice, I mastered it. hostessing, an occupation that's not illegal, but unfortunately, not many people take it seriously. As a result, most of us hostesses aren't proud to share our profession with strangers. We often lie about our jobs, adopting alternative titles like pinup girls, models, actress, to maintain a sense of intrigue. It's a game we play to protect ourselves. However, amidst the struggles and challenges of the hostess life, it granted me invaluable experiences that cannot be taught in schools or programs. It taught me the art of hospitality, how to entertain guests, and even how to offer compliments. Sometimes, even when we didn't mean them. Only sometimes. It was all about making our clients feel good, you know. And speaking of compliments, every day I was showered with praise by the customers. They would call me, kire, or wonderful. And those words even multiplied as the more alcohol they drink. Those words fed my ego. You see, my journey began long before my days as a hostess. In my early years, I endured a difficult childhood, burdened by societal expectations and a misalignment of my true self. Born and labeled as male in my birth certificate, I always knew I was a girl, but my family and relatives refused to accept my identity. Instead of compliments, I was met with derogatory terms and inappropriate labels that pierced my soul. Bakla in Japanese, okama, is one of the words I often heard that I didn't like the most. It was only when I came to Japan and began transitioning as a transgender woman that I experienced a change. No longer did I hear those disparaging remarks. Instead, I was showered with positive compliments. As I reflect on my journey as a hostess, I am reminded of the highs and the lows, the experiences that shaped me, and the powerful transformation I underwent. One realization was when clients became comfortable with me, they began confiding their deepest problems and issues. It was as if I had become their therapist. And in absorbing their energies, I absorbed their stress. And to numb the way I carried, I resorted to drowning my sorrows in alcohol. It was a vicious cycle. The environment was very toxic, and I had unknowingly became part of that culture, lacking self-awareness. We all wore masks, but not this mask, but metaphorical ones that allowed us to conform and be accepted by society. We were slaves to our social standing, the money we spent, the positions we held. I was part of the world. But I knew deep down that this destructive path had to end, or I would face immeasurable consequences. And so, I made the courageous decision to quit. Although I was initially scared and unsure of how I would survive without the glamorous lifestyle and high income associated with hostessing, I soon realized that I had been mistaken. Upon leaving everything, it became so clear to me. I was shocked to learn that seeking professional help for mental health issues remains stigmatized in Japanese society. I was fortunate to find healing through therapy, but the rising rates of suicide in Japan reminds us of the urgent need for change. We must break free from this cycle and silence stigma. By the way, you may be wondering why I suddenly removed my makeup. It's because I realized the power and liberation in embracing my true self and shedding the need to pretend. The more authentic I became, the more I attracted peers who loved and accepted me for who I am. Earlier, I mentioned that it took me 30 minutes to prepare my appearance, yet removing my makeup merely takes a few minutes. Similarly, the decision to change my life happened so fast, but the path was far from easy. But every step of the way has been worth it. Today, I stand by before you as a living proof that change is possible. I am happier and more at peace than ever before. As humans, we are meant to evolve and adapt the ever-changing world around us. For some, this change may be a quick process, while for others, it may seem unimaginably difficult. Nevertheless, it can be the most transformative and powerful change you will ever experience in your own life. And this is why I share my story. It's part of my healing process. And through coaching, I now help others discover their life purpose. I still receive compliments about my appearance, such as, "Haya kirei ne, your skin looks beautiful." And it's true, because I no longer rely on daily toxic makeup. Some say, "Oh, you're wonderful." And yes, I believe I'm still wonderful because I have found my purpose, which is truly amazing. And some will say, "Kirei this ne." And I agree, because I possess beauty not just in my outward appearance, most importantly, within my heart, filled with gratitude and love. Thank you so much. Hello to our lovely listeners out there. First off, we would love to extend our gratitude as our platform has been expanding with the love and support from our audience. We felt that this would be a great opportunity to announce that the Breakfast with Tiffany show is opening positions to all you creatives, artistic, and expressive individuals who would like to challenge themselves and learn what's it like to be a part of our podcast, our upcoming newsletter, and our YouTube channel, where you get exclusive behind the scenes, grow your network, and gain experience in a space that values your well-being and goals. We have a diverse team with members from different backgrounds, skill sets, and ambitions who began as they enjoyed the content of what we do here. If this sounds like an experience you would love to try out, feel free to send us an email breakfastwithtiffanyshow@outlook.com. Again, breakfastwithtiffanyshow@outlook.com, and we will also include that on our podcast show notes. And let us know who you are, why you are applying, and any questions you might have for us. We are eagerly waiting to hear from you and introduce you to our team. With lots of love from yours truly, and the rest of the team of Breakfast with Tiffany show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter, how much I appreciate your time for listening, how much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and healthy.
Join us again next Tuesday for the Breakfast with Tiffany show with Tiffany Rossdale.